Autumn has arrived. The weather has been holding out, stretching the feel of summer, but now the temperatures have changed and the fall colors are developing brilliantly. I always regret the fall colors don't look quite as good in a photograph as they do to my eye. Every year I marvel at the brilliance of color, like I had forgotten how amazing it can be. Grouse hunting right now is not necessarily ideal. The leaves assist the birds in their hasty getaway, but I still like to get out, even taking the family along, because then I get to see how each individual tree puts on its own show. My favorite trees are ones that have multiple colors, like yellows fading to red. This year it seemed to me we had a lot more of those combinations than usual, but I probably think that every year. Every fall I hear from people that colors are triggered by cold temperatures like we've had recently. This is not exactly true. Temperature has its role to play, but it is not the primary factor. In fact, leaf turn is the result of a change in chemical activity in the tree, and is triggered by a change in length of daylight. Tree leaves are green because they're filled with chlorophyll, a crucial pigment that helps the tree in manufacturing its own food from a combination of water, nutrients, and sunlight. When the days start to shorten, the trees are spending less time making food from sunlight. They produce less chlorophyll, the dominant green coloring in leaves. As the chlorophyll levels reduce, the carotenoids become more prominent. Carotenoids are also in use during the growing season. You may recognize carotene as that helpful nutrient in healthy foods like carrots, corn, squash, and peppers. Yellows, oranges, and browns all derive from this pigment. How about the reds? The third pigment comes into play only at the end of the growing season. Anthocyanins add red coloring to plants. Apples, cherries, cranberries, raspberries, basically any red fruit contains this pigment. Anthocyanins have one task to perform in tree leaves. When food production, photosynthesis, drops off in the fall, the tree's productivity drops off, especially when we have warm, sunny days and cool, but not freezing, overnight low temperatures. It can produce a lot of valuable sugary sap during the day, but without continued transport, the sap stays in the leaves where the tree risks losing it with the next strong breeze. The red anthocyanins are pumped into the leaves to help the tree ensure it gets as much sap out of the leaf before it shuts down. This explains why this year we've seemed to have an abundance of trees with red color to red tip leaves. It's been a long sunny summer and autumn's been fairly warm. Although daylight length is the primary trigger of leaf change, weather does play a role in the ultimate quality of our fall color show. If we get a really hard frost early, trees can lose leaves without having them change to anything but brown. In very dry times, color can be delayed by weeks. Fall colors can be muted by a significant long wet stretch of weather. If you think about the growing season we've had, our biggest setback was the delay of spring. We had some cold and snow. It's definitely delayed the start of our growing season a little bit. Otherwise, we had a summer that was quite warm. It wasn't too dry, and the heat was pretty spread out. This fall, the weather's been quite warm, although we have had some nights that were pretty cool, but until recently, we didn't have significant frost or freeze periods. This means we've had almost ideal conditions and the greatest variety and intensity of fall colors. Get out and enjoy them for yourself. A photo may not do it justice. In my opinion, though, fall colors in the Northwoods are something to be experienced, not merely seen or photographed. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great Northwoods.